Final hour of the week, abbreviated week here on 102.5 The Game. We had the 4th of July, but man, we have had some packed shows here the last couple of days. Breaking down everything Barry Trotz has been up to and the Predators. We've been talking the latest with DeAndre Hopkins. When's the next shoe going to fall with that? We're having some fun today. Just had a great segment with Ask D-Mace. And our show continues here, brought to you by the new Zen Sports Sportsbook, the only sportsbook in Tennessee with a cash rewards program. Betting just got better. Download today. As we promised earlier, Terry McCormick joins us from TitanInsider.com. He also contributes to Main Street Media. Had a great article today, and it's a great summer topic. And that is what teams now are doing. Year in and year out, there are more and more teams now paying much closer attention to the mental health of their players. And even looking at it as a way to coach players, a way to make your team better on the field, on the ice, on the court. So Terry did some investigating and looked into what the Titans have been doing on that front. Terry, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So Terry, what'd you find out? I know this is a big trend, and I'm really glad to see it. This is something that's probably long overdue, but now I think teams are getting much more progressive with this. The stigma is going away. Hey, if you have to see the mental coach, that means something's wrong with you or something like that. But now it's been looked at as an asset, and the Titans are jumping in on this.
Yeah, I think the biggest example of this was the whole ordeal that Ryan Tannehill came out publicly and talked about months after the 2021 playoff game where he had the three interceptions. And he said that, you know, going to therapy and talking through things, working through things in his mind with, you know, with people to talk to was something that really helped him and made an impact on him to be able to come back and play again and thrive as a player. And you know, you wouldn't think a lot of times, you know, just looking at it, that an NFL quarterback, a leader of men on the field, would be vulnerable to something like that. But, you know, these athletes are human too. And, you know, if you are, you know, well, you guys are on the air. So if you make a mistake, people will hear about it or whatever a lot of times. But, you know, people in most jobs, if you make a mistake at your job, even if you get fired at it, it's not going to be something that the public at large is going to know about. If Ryan Tannehill throws three interceptions in a playoff game, the whole country knows about it because they, you know, many of them sat there and watched it either live in the stadium or on television. So it's, you know, it's quite different, you know, how the mental aspect goes and how deep it goes for a lot of these guys. And it's really when your head's clouded and when you're not able to focus the way you should, you know, it not only can be run a poor performance, think about it like in baseball terms. If you're in the batter's box and you're not focused on hitting that 95-mile-an-hour fastball, you're not in a good frame of mind and you're not safe.
So tell us how the Titans came to find the people that are helping a lot of their players currently. Because it's an interesting story. It starts with Dansby Swanson, doesn't it?
It does. Mike Vrabel's son, Carter Vrabel, played baseball at Volunteer State Community College, and I believe he's headed to Tennessee Tech now to play baseball there. Was a fan of Dansby Swanson, and I guess Dansby must have posted something on social media about this company called Cheat Code, and a guy named Dr. Mondo. His name is Armando Gonzalez, and then he has a partner, and I'm not going to try to pronounce his name because I probably wouldn't do it justice, but his first name is Manu. So these two guys have this company called the Cheat Code, and they deal with athletes in dealing with, you know, the struggles that they go through to be able to clear their mind and to do things like this. And so Dansby Swanson had endorsed these guys. Carter Vrabel was a fan of Dansby Swanson. He told Mike Vrabel about it. Mike decided, hey, let's explore this, because Mike is the type of guy that anything for a competitive advantage, anything to benefit the team and the players, he's all for it. So he reaches out to these guys, and this is during the midst of COVID, where there's a lot of, you know, changes in our world, shall we say. There's, you know, people isolated, quarantined, there's Zoom meetings, there's, you know, talk about vaccines, this, that, and the other, and, you know, all sorts of, you know, opportunity for loneliness, for division, for all that sort of thing. And so Vrabel reaches out to these guys, and they start kind of guiding the team in a mental health way through the COVID process via Zoom. And at first it wasn't great because there wasn't any personal interaction. You know, not a lot of that can be done via Zoom. But then once they were allowed to come into the building, they formed a partnership with the Titans, and now they're consultants to the team, and every player on the team has access to these guys if they want to talk to them. These guys will come in and they'll spend sometimes several days at the facility, you know, in team meetings and meeting individually with players who may need it. They've been at road games, you know, to discuss things with people, and also they do stuff, you know, via Zoom still. So there's a lot of access for the players that want this to be able to talk through things and to get their mind right, you know, before they take the field.
We'll talk with Terry McCormick, Titans Insider.com. Now, Terry, because, you know, this type of help has been in the NFL for a very long time. I can recall, you know, having, you know, a therapist there in Baltimore to be able to help certain things as you sort of navigate through life. But obviously it's gotten a lot bigger. And it seems like just about every team, when you're talking about sports, or every individual, is using some company or someone. But the stigma always was sort of, listen, I may not want to go see this person because of what they will tell the club, you know, because the club did bring them in. We felt as if they were employed by the club. So if we go in there and start discussing our problems, that eventually it would get back to the coaches, and then they can make a determination on, you know, is this guy truly a fit for our team or not? Do you think that stigma still is there with NFL players?
It may be with some guys. I guess, a lot of it depends on the individual and how trusting they are of others. But I think, you know, when Vrabel talks about this, he doesn't make it mandatory for guys to, you know, to go and have meetings with these. He just makes it available. And, you know, I think that, you know, by and large, you know, and certainly the NFL Players Association probably ought to have an idea about this too, that, you know, what stays, you know, what's confidential between the therapist and the player should stay that way. Unless the team is on a need-to-know basis for some reason or other, you know, in terms of whatever matter they're dealing with. I think for the most part, it would have to be, you know, confidential so that these guys can have the trust of the therapist, because, you know, there are HIPAA laws and things like that that certainly cannot be violated in matters like these, because you're talking about a person's mental health.
Mm-hmm. Now, are these services also available to a player's families, like, for instance, his wife, you know, because a lot goes into and we heard Matt Duchesne sort of talk about this a little bit, about the dynamics between him and finding a good place, not just for him, but for his family, because, you know, he can sort of get into the locker room and he's good. But it's his family that has to work through finding this, finding that, get acclimated to a new city and everything else. So is those things available for the players' families, if you know?
Well, I honestly don't know the answer to that question. But, you know, I know it is available if the coaches want to take part as well. Mm-hmm. But it's mainly for the players, from what I understand. This program with, you know, Dr. Mondo and Manu, it is mainly for the players. And it not only helps them with their personal problems, but it also works to kind of unlock their mental potential so that they can perform better on the field. So it's kind of a personal, you know, therapy session, but it's also kind of a professional therapy session for their job as well. I don't know if such a thing like that is available for, you know, players' families or anything like that. My guess would be that it probably would not be, because, you know, the players' families and wives and all, you know, I'm assuming that they would probably have to have their, you know, their own independent, you know, sessions.
It's a really interesting question you're asking, Derek, because the two kind of intertwined, right?
Exactly.
If you're at peace with how your family is, it probably helps your performance on the field. But there are things directly, and here's an example, Terry, that you note in your article, that there's a you know, you're getting direct sort of mental training to how to handle yourself with reps at practice, for example. You've got Will Levis on the record saying, yeah, he's using this stuff.
Yeah, you know, and I think that's a big part of it because, you know, for so long, you know, everybody has marveled at, you know, the ability of, you know, high-quality athletes to perform at a high level. But there really does seem to be a correlation between how the mind works and what separates the really good from the truly great. You know, there are lots of guys who are really good at golf and can go out there with no pressure on them and shoot a 68. But there's only a handful of guys who are capable of shooting a 68 on Sunday at Augusta to win the Masters. And that mental challenge, that mental sharpness is, I think, a lot of what these guys are trying to unlock in order to get to that highest level of excellence.
Terry, really good stuff. Good article. Tell people where they can see that article if they want to read more about it.
Go to TitanInsider.com or any of the Main Street media properties, such as the Main Street Nashville or Main Street Clarksville, the Hendersonville Standard, Gallatin News, Murfreesboro Post, Wilson Post, all those you know, papers in and around Middle Tennessee. It should be, you know, as those publications come out, it'll probably be in the sports section of those papers.
Outstanding. Terry, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Have a good one, guys.
All right. Terry McCormick, TitanInsider.com. When we come back, we'll process a little bit more of what he says and how this is now being used to try to help the team's performance. It's a little more out in the open than it was before. We'll get D. Mace's perspective on this. Stay tuned. We're coming back with more here on Caroline, Willie, and D. Mace.